This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hillsborough in the home white, trimmed out in the orange and the black. Gillespie in the road black, trimmed out in the orange and the white. The battle of orange and black here tonight. The winner into the regional semifinals on Wednesday night for a date with the Greenville Comets. It'll be Cravagna to jump for the Miners, Greg to jump for the Toppers. Staunton won game number one tonight over Litchfield, 53-32. And Hillsborough and Gillespie underway. Tap controlled by the Miners, and they will get it to start. Gillespie comes in riding high, about as high as a 5-21 team could be riding into the postseason. Down in the block to Dom Taylor. Man-to-man defense for the Toppers to start. Robbins way out on the right wing. High post to Stroh. He will turn and face on Gray, kicks to Barrett. Frankie Barrett on the right wing, wants to cross over, lost the handle, leaves for Robbins. Michael, one dribble pull-up, got it. Michael Robbins has Gillespie out to an early 2-0 lead. 7:25 for the first quarter. Here's Caden White wearing the shooting sleeve on the left elbow. Actually, wouldn't be a shooting sleeve, more of a compression sleeve since he's right-handed. Also has the white T-shirt under the home white tonight for the Toppers. White on the curl, finger roll, oh, he missed it. Rebound down to Stroh. He did the hard part and then missed the bunny. Here comes Cravagna, going to pull up from 18, too strong. Rebound is tipped around, pulled down by Schreiber for the Toppers. Here comes Alex. No one stops the ball. Oh, nice underhand shovel. Did he travel? Oh, he did. He did. First turnover for the Toppers. Just took that little extra half a step. Probably could have shot it himself as well. So perhaps just a little too unselfish that time. Coaches will always take that play, though. You can teach a kid to be a little more selfish. It's hard to go the other way. Cravagna, yes, triple out of the left corner, and the Gillespie Miners out to a 5-0 lead. 6.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Here's Payton on the attack, and Drake is fouled on the floor. Payton wearing that ankle brace on his left ankle. He missed some time after the Litchfield Holiday Tournament. He was injured in the final game of the Litchfield Invitational against Greenville. It was a nasty injury. He missed a couple of weeks. Baseline trigger. Schreiber gets it into Greg on the left elbow. Peyton Tester into the ballgame, and he's called for steps. He made the catch and just kind of shuffled his feet. That's an unforced turnover there. Bit of a sloppy start here for the Toppers. 6:20 first quarter. Robbins. Pass in the front court to Stroh. That pass is tipped by Greg and stolen. That pass was too long. Jordan Greg finds Tester, heart of the lane. Payton floats it up, missed it. Rebound picked up by Cravagna, and then he can't handle it coming out and loses the bounce, and it'll be turned over. Back to Hillsborough it goes. Stroh's pass there that started that sequence. He tried to go from the baseline all the way across the floor, and Greg was able to tip and get the steal. 6 minutes, first quarter. High post to Jordan Gregg. He will hand to Payton. Nice underhand shovel. The Tester missed it. Got it back and put it in. Good second effort that time from Payton Tester. And it's 5-2. Hillsborough on the board. 5:45 opening quarter. Robbins off to Barrett on the right wing. Frankie Barrett in the corner. It goes to Dom Taylor. Back to Barrett between the circles now to Cravagna. Anthony Cravagna with the left-hand bounce being checked out there by Schreiber in the Topper man-to-man. Anthony cut off by Schreiber. Long pass out to the front to Barrett. Almost stolen again by Greg. Frankie all the way to the rim. Oh, the layup is good. The reverse layup left side with the right hand for Barrett. Had just the right amount of English. 7-2 Miners. 5:15 first quarter. Here come the Toppers with Caden White. To the foul line, off to Schreiber. On the right block to Tester. Payton will find Schreiber, spinning, fading, way too strong, and the rebound down to Cravagna and Gillespie. Long pass in the front court to Michael Robbins. Robbins now, he's gonna step into the three, missed it. Offensive rebound to Dom Taylor. Gillespie will reset with Robbins out front. Michael, quick trigger three, missed it, and the rebound down to Caden White. Here comes White. Off the dribble, the pass, the Tester blocked in there by Stroh, and Devin will outlet it to Michael Robbins. Robbins all the way to the rim, layup is good for Michael Robbins, and Hillsborough needs a timeout. 4:33 for the opening quarter, Gillespie 9, Hillsboro 2. You're listening to the 2A Staunton Regional on WSMI. Toppers use an early timeout. Gillespie off to a quick start here. Miners lead 9-2. White handling right wing. Goes up, won't go, rattled out. Rebound down to Dom Taylor. Good start for Gillespie. Cravagna races into the front court. Leaves for Robbins. Michael Robbins. Dangerous pass stolen by Jordan Gregg. Another one of those cross-court passes. Here goes Gregg. Layup is good. Nice strong take for the big fella. His first bucket as that layup was contested. And Gregg got it to go. 9-4. Stroh. Nice bounce pass to Barrett. And he's fouled. The free throws for Frankie Barrett as he took one across the face. That's how you want to break the pressure right there. One pass to the middle of the floor and then go with numbers. Foul on Jordan Gregg is his first. Got his money's worth on that one. Team's first. Frankie Barrett at the stripe. A 5-point lead for Gillespie. And that free throw is short. Barely grazed the iron. Frankie might have some water in his eyes after he took that shot across the bridge of his nose. Gregg is out for Hillsboro. Keaton Pruitt has returned, the 5'11 junior. Second free throw for Barrett. Left it short. Rebound tipped around. Oh, Stroh comes up with it. Kicks out to Robbins, and then Michael Travel. He used the ball fake beyond the three-point line, but shuffled his feet in the process. Fourth Gillespie turnover. 9-4 Miners. 3:40 for the first quarter. Gillespie playing with some confidence here coming into the postseason. Here's Payton. 4-3. Missed it. Off the heel too strong. Rebound down to Frankie Barrett. Barrett races into the front court. Gets past Payton, and we have a block on Pruitt. It'll be Hillsboro's second team foul. First on Pruitt. 3:26 for the opening quarter, and that was a shooting foul as Barrett was able to get into the act. He's back to the foul line where he just missed a pair. He'll get two more tosses. That one rattles home. Three first quarter points for Barrett. A 10-4 lead for Gillespie. As Schreiber will check out, Landon Carroll onto the floor for Hillsboro, a 6-foot junior. Free throw for Barrett is off the heel too strong, and the rebound down to Tester for Hillsboro. Frankie Barrett just 1-4 from the foul line, here to start the ball game. Nice ball fake from Pruitt. Got his man in the air. Leaves for Tester. Across the lane to Carroll. Now to Pruitt. Down to Payton. Off the window. It's good. Good ball movement there for the Toppers. And Payton Tester has his second field goal. 10-6. Gillespie leads with the ball. 3 minutes first quarter. Robbins across the timeline. Man-to-man pressure from the Toppers. Pruitt with the pressure out on Robbins. Michael. Dangerous at the five count. And Casey Schultz got the timeout just in time. 2:55 opening quarter. Gillespie 10, Hillsboro 6. We'll come back to Staunton High School in this regional quarterfinal following these messages on WSMI. Out of the timeout, Cravagna has his pocket picked. Pruitt to White. Layup good. First bucket for Caden White. Gillespie's fifth turnover. They've been live ball turnovers. Robbins almost had his pocket picked by Pruitt. Now he loses the handle. It's out of bounds off of Hillsboro. Right in front of the Topper bench. Miners will have to take care of the basketball. Must be strong with it tonight against this Topper man-to-man pressure. They will lob down to Stroh, tipped out off of Devin. It'll be Hillsboro ball. Sixth Gillespie turnover. 10-8, Miners leading. 2.5 minutes for the first quarter. Payton into the front court for Hillsboro. We'll leave for Payton Tester. Off to Landon Carroll. On the left wing to Caden White. On the baseline to Tester. Across the floor. Pruitt for three in the lead. Pure for Keaton Pruitt. Nice find from Peyton Tester. And Hillsboro has their first. Oh, they call that a long two. It'll be 10-10. Long two for Pruitt, not a three. 2 minutes, first quarter, not at a 10. Here's Frankie Barrett on the right wing. He wants to attack, goes in strong, and draws the foul. Frankie Barrett playing strong here tonight. We're going to take it to the rim. Go hard or don't go at all. First foul on Caden White. It'll send Barrett back to the free throw line. He's just 1-4 at the foul line. Two more tosses. Free throw. Good. Four first quarter points for Barrett. Jordan Gregg back on the floor for Hillsboro's. Caden White will get a breather. A minute 57 for the opening quarter. Second free throw for Barrett. Off the mark, no good. And the rebound to the Toppers. A one-point lead for Gillespie. Here comes Hillsboro. Landon Carroll into the hands of Drake Payton. Off it goes to Pruitt. Down to Greg. Off his hand, out of bounds. It'll be turned over. Tester's pass that time, probably a little too much mustard on it for the big fella Greg to handle. That will be turnover number three on the Toppers. 100 seconds, first quarter. Gillespie leads by one with the ball. Here comes Gravagna into the front court, being checked by Payton. Anthony, a runner from 15, missed it, forced that, and the rebound is off of Gravagna. It'll be Hillsboro ball. Gravagna probably forced that one. Good defense that time on the ball from Drake Payton. Minute 25, first quarter. Mason Barber and Alex Ottersberg to the table for Gillespie. They'll check in at the next whistle. Here's Pruitt in the right corner. Off to Carroll, landed. Back to Pruitt for three. Got it. Keaton Pruitt buries the triple. He has five, and it's 13-11 Hillsboro. He's knocked down two long-range jumpers here in the last couple of moments. Michael Robbins into the front court. Crosses over on Pruitt. Right wing cut off, leaves for Dom Taylor. Taylor hit the big go-ahead and eventual winning three on Friday night to beat Staunton. Here's Robbins, drives right baseline, blocked and fouled. Fourth team foul on Hillsboro. If that's Pruitt, it is. It's his second. Caden White right back to the table. He'll replace Pruitt. Here comes Ottersberg and Barber. They will replace Taylor and Stroh. Alex Ottersberg, a 6'1 sophomore. Mason Barber, a 6'7 junior. Gravagna looking. In it goes to Robbins. A two-point lead for the Toppers. They've trailed most of this quarter. Barrett off to Ottersberg. Alex rises up and floats it up and in. Alex Ottersberg off the bench has a bucket, and we are tied at 13. Here comes Caden White on the baseline. Stopped there. Kicks it out to Payton. Across the floor to Schreiber. On the right block to Tester. He is double-teamed. Across the floor to Payton. He'll rise from 18. Yes, for Drake Payton. Drake's first bucket. Nice baseline jump shot. 15-13, Hillsboro leads. Gillespie has the ball. 15 seconds for the opening quarter. Robbins still not across the timeline. Now he will come into the front court. Left wing to Frankie Barrett. He will hand to Gravagna. Anthony for three. Way too strong. And the rebound down to Jordan Gregg. Quick outlet to Payton with two. Layup. Nope. And he was fouled with 0.2 seconds. Are they going to say on the floor? Oh, they will. That sure looked like a shooting foul. And that's big, because they're not over the limit, obviously. So baseline out of bounds with 0.2 seconds. Well, I sure thought Payton got into the shooting motion there. The official saw it the other way. 0.2. They have to be a lob. Into Greg. Oh, they got it. They're going to wave it off. Nope. They're not going to count it. Oh, they got it into Greg, but with just 0.2 seconds, it had to be a tip. After one, Hillsboro 15, Gillespie 13. You're listening to the Class 2A Staunton Regional on WSMI. Jordan Gregg could not get it off in time. With 0.2 seconds, it has to be a tip. And that was not a tip play. So Hillsboro does not get the bucket at the end of the quarter. They do get the basketball to start the second, leading 15-13. Really good quarter for the Miners there, even though they trail by two. Down to Gregg, goes up, off the window, it's good. Went right into the chest of Mason Barber, and Gregg has his second field goal and has 4 points. 17-13, Hillsboro's biggest lead of the night at four. A 4A sectional semifinal for you. Edwardsville beats Chatham-Glenwood 51-40 at the Champaign Centennial Sectional. So the Tigers into the sectional final. Here is Gravagna. Attacks left, tough shot. Oh, he got it to go. Winds up on the deck. Gravagna has 5 points. Cuts the lead down to two. Caden White, no one stopped him, all the way to the rim, and he's pushed and fouled, and he'll have two free throws. Third team foul, and they will get Michael Robbins with the personal, his first. So a tough sequence for Hillsboro at the end of that quarter. Drake Payton got the run out, was fouled on the floor with 0.2 seconds, and then they got the bucket, but it came after the horn. As White puts home the free throw, he has three. If this game stays close, remember that sequence. Long way to go, though. 7:15 for the first half. White's second free throw was good. Gillespie got off to a hot start, but Hillsborough has rebounded. They now lead by four. See if the Toppers can settle in and seize control. Here's Barber at the left elbow. He leads for Carvagna. Anthony off to Robbins. Michael on the curl all the way to the rim. Oh, the right-handed scoop is good for Robbins. He has six, and the lead is back to two. 19-17 Toppers. They have the basketball. Caden White behind the back to the foul line, cut off. Billy Gill has checked in for the Miners, a 5'9 sophomore. On the curl, Carroll lost the handle, able to save it right to Schreiber. Blocked by Ottersberg, picked up by Robbins. Here comes Michael. Down the right side, layup no good. Rebound to Gill, follow no. And Gregg clears it out for the Toppers. Long outlet pass to Carroll, and Landon can't handle it cleanly. He is on the baseline, out of bounds. Hillsborough's fourth turnover. Toppers had numbers there, but they couldn't corral. Peyton, White, Schreiber, Carroll, and Gregg on the floor for Hillsborough. For Gillespie, Robbins, Cravagna, Taylor, Stroh, and Barrett. Here's Frankie Barrett on the right wing. Attacks, and he's called for steps. Seventh Gillespie turnover. He was looking to kick out, but before he could get that outlet pass, he took an extra step. Third meeting of the year between Hillsborough and Gillespie. Toppers have won the first two. They won the last one 71-37. Miners, though, different team now than they were then, playing with confidence. Here's Peyton. Oh, nice hesitation. Kicks out to Carroll. Top of the key three. Missed it. Rebound down to Barrett. That was a great find from Peyton. He has got such great vision and handles. Robbins for three. Left it short. And the rebound down to Jordan Gregg. Peyton. Good vision up the floor to Landon Carroll. Back to Peyton. Rises from 15. Left it short. And the rebound down to Carvagna for Gillespie. Miners down a deuce. Here comes Anthony. Euro step to the rim. Layup is short. And the rebound down to Jordan Gregg. Off to Peyton. Drake. Oh, nice find to Schreiber. Down the lane. Layup. He missed it. And the rebound to Stroh. Tipped away to Dominic Taylor. 5:20 for the first half. Miners now kind of hanging around. Robbins out front, crosses over, gets the foul line, pulls up, and it rattles home. Hit off the right side of the rim and down for Michael Robbins. He has eight. The game tied at 19. 5 minutes for the first half. Peyton will walk it across the timeline for Hillsborough. Drake. Bounce pass, no one home. Carroll able to come up and get the basketball. Peyton in the corner to White. Triggers the three ball. Caden buries it. Caden White was seven on the quick release, and it's 22-19 Toppers. 4:45 for the first half. Robbins into the front court for Gillespie. Gets a high screen from Stroh, works the other way. Keeps the dribble alive and now finds Barrett top of the key. Frankie Barrett spinning at the foul line. All the way to the rim, missed the layup. A late contest from Jordan Gregg. Toppers have the basketball up three. Into the front court with Schreiber. No look to Jordan Gregg. On the baseline to Carroll. 10-footer rattled out and down for Landon Carroll. Carroll's first bucket, 24-19. Five unanswered for Hillsborough after the Miners tied it at 19. We approach the midway point of the second quarter. Frankie Barrett, handoff to Robbins for three. Off the heel too strong. Rebound is tipped by Gregg, picked up by Peyton and the Toppers. Here comes Drake into the front court. He's going to pull up for a three. Got it. Drake Peyton has five, and now Casey Schultes needs a timeout. 3:51 for the first half. It is Hillsborough 27, Gillespie 19. You're listening to the 2A Staunton Regional on WSMI. An 8-0 spurt for the Toppers has Hillsborough up 27-19. Gillespie has the basketball. Trapped is Robbins on the sideline. Gets it away to Carvagna. Rises from 12. Left it short. And the rebound down to Gregg. Long outlet to Keaton Pruitt. And then White can't handle it cleanly. The pass is a little out in front of him as he tried to haul it back in. It rolled off his fingertips out of bounds. Jordan Gregg has been a monster on the defensive glass tonight, and he has been looking to outlet, and I mean outlet. He is throwing over-the-head passes the three-quarters of the court. 3:15 first half. Stroh handling on the left wing, leaves it for Carvagna. Off to Frankie Barrett. Barrett hesitates, gets the rim, bad angle, missed it, and the rebound down to Tester. Here comes Peyton. Stolen by Taylor as that time he led Pruitt too far. into the hands of Cravagna. Here comes Anthony, and he is called for a double dribble. Eighth minor turnover, 2:59 for the first half. Gillespie had this thing tied at 19. Hillsborough working on an 8-0 run. Stay tuned. Coming up next, 1A Lincolnwood regional action as the host Lancers take on Pawnee. That broadcast next here on FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com. We'll have Nashville and Staunton tomorrow night live at 7 here on FM 106 in the 2A regional semifinal at Staunton. The winner of Hillsborough and Gillespie gets Greenville on Wednesday night. Down to Tester. Wraparound pass. Pruitt for three. Oh, halfway down and out. Offensive rebound to Payton. His outlet pass tipped by Taylor off of Drake out of bounds. It'll be Gillespie ball. With that shot for Pruitt, that thing was literally almost below the cylinder and somehow spun out. Then Payton came flying in. He was up by the rim to corral that offensive rebound. 2 minutes, 20 seconds, first half. Robbins between the circles, bad pass. Airmailed Dominic Taylor in the high post. Ninth Gillespie turnover. Here comes Drake. Oh, crosses over to the rim. Layup is good. Beautiful from Drake Payton. He has seven. Fun young man to watch. 29-19. It's a 10-0 run for the Toppers. 2 minutes for the first half. Gillespie needs a bucket here. Hillsborough's defensive intensity has picked up in a major way. Cravagna rises from 15 and knocks it down. Tough shot with Payton right in his grill. Seven for Cravagna. Ends a 10-0 Hillsborough run. 105 seconds first half. Here's Keaton Pruitt. Off to Drake Payton on the right wing. Payton wanted to feed the post, wasn't there. Top of the key to Pruitt. Back into the hands of Payton. Drake, high post to Greg. Jordan Greg will attack right side. Oh, nice up under, too strong off the window. And the rebound down to Stroh. 85 seconds for the first half. Cravagna thought about the pull-up three. Finds Stroh at the top of the key. Devin looking for some assistance now as he will pivot around and eventually find a Robbins, who finds Cravagna, blocks and fouled by Payton. It was clean up top, but Drake got him with the body. Free throws for Anthony Cravagna with 71 seconds to play in the first half. Fifth team foul on the Toppers. We'll send Cravagna to the line. Anthony has 7 points for the game, and he missed the first free throw. 29-21. Toppers lead. This game was tied at 19. Cravagna will get his second free throw. Gillespie is just 2 of 7 from the charity stripe. As Cravagna gets the second toss, he has 8. 29-22. 68 seconds of counting for the first half. Toppers lead with the basketball. Payton, bounce pass, top of the key to Landon Carroll. Carroll now, his pass is tipped and stolen, looking for Schreiber off the baseline. Seventh Hillsborough turnover. 50 seconds, first half. Cravagna gets a high screen from Stroh. Anthony Cravagna picked up the dribble. He will throw it out near midcourt. Oh, Stroh saves it right to Robbins. They save the over and back. Robbins. Jump stop, rises up, rattled out, rebound off of Tester. It'll be Gillespie ball with 39.1 seconds to play in the half. Baseline out of bounds for Gillespie. They will line everybody up along the foul line. Taylor looking, needs to get it in, and it'll be deflected out by Schreiber. Ball goes through the doors into the waiting area. And Schreiber will go and retrieve. 38 and a half seconds for the first half. Cravagna gets it into Stroh. Triggers the 15-footer. Halfway down and out. And the rebound down to Gray. He lost it. And he dives on the floor. Gets it away from Cravagna. And Caden White picks it up. That is supreme hustle that time from Jordan Gray. White spins away from trouble. Then it poked away from behind. It is off of Dom Taylor and Gillespie. It'll stay with Hillsborough. 21.9 seconds for the first half. Baseline out of bounds for Hillsborough, leading by 7. Schreiber gets it into Tester on the right block. In a lot of traffic, it's stolen away by Billy Gill, and then Gill is fouled. 8 Hillsborough turnovers. That pass was just into too much congestion. 6th team foul, 18 and a half seconds for the first half. Called that last foul on Drake Payton. It's his second, so he will check out, and Keaton Pruitt back on the floor. It'll be a backcourt sideline trigger for Gillespie. Down seven. Barrett will get it into Anthony Cravagna. Cravagna off to Michael Robbins. Robbins with the left-hand dribble with 8 seconds. Top of the key working on White. Crosses over. Step back 15-footer short for Robbins. Rebound to Tester. Here comes Pruitt. Midcourt. Good if it goes. Oh, just off the right side of the rim. And at the half, it is Hillsborough 29, Gillespie 22. We'll come back with your halftime numbers following these messages on WSMI. More basketball still to come for you tonight. We will go to the 1A Lincolnwood Regional when we are through here at Staunton for Lincolnwood and Pawnee. That broadcast comes up next here on WSMI FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com. T-Toad has the call of the Lancers and Pawnee next here on FM 106. Well, the Toppers closed the first half strong. The game was tied at 19 before Hillsborough closed the half with a 10-3 run. Miners hanging around, though. They started fast and then were able to rebound after it looked like Hillsborough perhaps had seized control of the ball game. Gillespie gets the basketball to start the third quarter. Stroh, Robbins, Taylor, Cravagna, and Barrett for the Miners. It is White, Greg, Tester, Schreiber, and Payton for the Toppers. Hillsborough getting all they want from Gillespie here tonight after they beat them twice in the regular year. Here's Robbins out front to Stroh. Man-to-man defense for Hillsborough. Right side of the floor now to Michael Robbins. Michael had a really nice first half of play with 8 points. Goes behind his back, looking for assistance now. Gets it off to Dom Taylor. Into the hands of Cravagna in the left corner. Off to Taylor. Dom, dribble drive, kicks out to Stroh. Devin Stroh finds Cravagna at the right elbow. Anthony rises up, left it short, hit a lot of the iron and kicked off. Rebound down to Schreiber for Hillsborough. No one stops ball, and Alex throws it away. He should have shot it himself. He had a wide open layup. Instead, he threw a seed to Peyton Tester, cutting off the baseline. Too unselfish that time for Alex Schreiber. He literally had a wide open layup right at the front of the rim. 7:04 third quarter. 29-22, Toppers lead the Miners. Gillespie has the basketball. Robbins off to Devin Stroh. Top of the key to Cravagna. Anthony Cravagna finds Dom Taylor working on Jordan Greg. Good job by Greg to cut off Taylor off that baseline. Has to throw it out near midcourt to Cravagna. Into the hands of Taylor. Dom for three, left it short. And the rebound off of Anthony's hands out of bounds. It'll be Hillsborough ball. That was right on line for Taylor, but short. Into the hands of Drake Payton, the senior point guard for the Toppers. He will take his time into the front court. Off to Caden White on the left wing. Finds a curling Payton. Underhand shovel to Tester. Way too strong in the follow. He was looking for contact and never arrived. Into the hands of the Miners. Here comes Cravagna. Into the front court. On the right wing. Leads for Robbins. Oh, it's tipped by White. What a steal from Caden White. As he somehow stayed in bounds down the sideline. Finds Payton off the window. It's good. 9 for Drake. That was all Caden White right there. He stepped into the passing lane, got the steal, and I don't know how he tight-roped that sideline to stay in bounds. 31-22 Hillsborough. 6 minutes, third quarter. Here's Stroh between the circles. Bad pass. Stolen by Schreiber. Alex Lepka. Back-to-back steals for White and Schreiber. They lead the buckets. 33-22 Toppers. Gillespie's had several of those passes tonight. Cross-court passes that are stolen by this pressure Topper D. Here's Robbins. Crosses over. Gets to the rim. Layup no. Good contest by Tester. Check that contest by Greg. But the outlet pass is stolen. And Dom Taylor lays it up and in. Taylor's first bucket. 33-24 Toppers. 5:20 for the third quarter. On the left wing with Caden White. He drives hard to the rim. Missed it. And a late whistle and foul. It's the right call though. First foul of the half on Gillespie. Comes with 5:18 to play in the third quarter. They will get Robbins with the personal, his second. It'll send Caden White to the free throw line, the 5'11 senior. Toss is good, rattled home. 8 points for Caden White. Back to a 10-point lead for the Toppers. 34-24. Second free throw, good. 9 for White, 35-24 Hillsborough, 5-18 for the third quarter. Michael Robbins will walk it into the front court up the far sideline. White with the man-to-man pressure, and Robbins traveled unforced there. He picked up his dribble and just shuffled his feet. Gillespie's had 3 turnovers in a row here, and Hillsborough has stretched the lead out to 11. All the scores tomorrow morning, Spotlight on Sports, 7:30 here on FM 106. That ball knocked out of play. It'll stay with Hillsborough. We'll have Fighting Illini basketball tomorrow night from Michigan State, live at 5 on 105.3 The Oxen. More regional basketball tomorrow night here from Staunton, a semifinal matchup between the host Bulldogs and Nashville. Live tomorrow, 7 o'clock here on FM 106. White with the spin, tried to dump it down late to Tester. Payton wasn't ready for it. He was getting ready for defensive or offensive rebounding position, and it'll wind up a turnover. The third instance tonight where Hillsborough's probably just been too unselfish. 4:45, quarter number 3. 35-24, Toppers lead, Miners have the ball. Robbins into the front court, left side of the floor. Little hesitation dribble, White stays right with him. Robbins goes baseline, has nowhere to go, and he traveled. He started to elevate, and then the shot blocker, Jordan Gray, came over. That made Robbins rethink it, and when he came back down, that's a traveling violation. Turnover number 14. 4 possessions in a row with turnovers for Gillespie. Here's Payton in the corner to White. Caden, one dribble pull-up, no good, and the rebound down to Dom Taylor. Outlet to Robbins. Here comes Michael Robbins into the front court. Gets into the middle of the lane, spins, and hits. Nice shot, Michael Robbins. He's in the double figures with 10. It's 35-26, back to a single-digit ball game halfway through the third quarter. Here's Schreiber, attacks, finds Gregg, thought about the 18-footer, puts it on the floor, pulls up from 15, left it short. Rebound is tapped around. Carvagna saves it, but it's picked up by Gregg at midcourt. Carvagna went crashing into the stands. Now he comes up with a steal. Took it away from Gregg. Carvagna is fouled, and I think we're going to get an intentional foul as Carvagna went crashing to the floor. The call was intentional immediately. They're going to say Gregg did not make a play on the ball. That was bang, bang. It was immediate, though, from our official. He did not hesitate. He will tell Joe Vanzo what he saw. Free throws for Carvagna. Toss good. So 2 free throws and the ball for Gillespie. That pulls him to within 8. Billy Gill has checked in for the Miners, as Barrett will get a breather. Second free throw for Carvagna. Good. Gets the pair. 10 points for Anthony. And it'll be Gillespie ball on the baseline. Down 7. 3:44 for the third quarter. 2 team fouls on Hillsborough in the half. Out to Robbins, top of the key. Michael Robbins all the way to the rim. Layup rattles down for Michael Robbins with the right hand. A dozen for Robbins. Just like that, the lead down to 5. 3.5 minutes, third quarter. 35-30 Toppers. Top of the key to Keaton Pruitt. Pruitt, right side of the key, leaves it on the baseline. Schreiber for 3. Yes, Alex Schreiber buries the triple. Big shot for Hillsborough. 38-30 Toppers, 3:15 third quarter. Carvagna wants Robbins to clear out the right side. He's going to drive baseline on Payton. Tough pull-up. It's an air ball, and the rebound down to Payton Tester. He's able to save to Landon Carroll. Great defense that time from Payton. 3 minutes, third quarter. Here comes Drake. Between the legs, gets to the lane, kicks in the corner. 3 ball, yes. Keaton Pruitt buries the triple. He has 8 points. Back-to-back threes, one from Schreiber, one from Pruitt, and just like that, the lead back to 11. After Gillespie had it down to 5. 2:40 third quarter. Robbins will lead for Dom Taylor, right side of the key. Into the hands of Billy Gill. Off to Taylor. Back to Gill. Bounce pass in the corner to Carvagna. On the right wing to Devin Stroh. Middle of the lane to Gill. Billy turns, faces, can't get the layup to go. And the rebound down to Payton Tester for Hillsborough. Into the hands of Drake Payton. Here comes Drake. Off to Pruitt. Keaton down low to Schreiber, and Alex is fouled. Second team fouled the half on Gillespie. comes with 2:12 to play in the third quarter. And substitutions for the Miners, Alex Ottersberg, Mason Barber, and Frankie Barrett back on the floor. Taylor, Gill, and Stroh out. That last foul on Gillespie whistled on Dom Taylor, his first. Baseline out of bounds. Schreiber looking, finally gets it in to Landon Carroll. Off the tester, into the hands of Drake Payton. Way out by the volleyball spike line. Off to Pruitt. Left corner now to Payton. Drake, dribble drive baseline, tried to kick it out, tipped and stolen. 11th, top or turnover. Here comes Gravagna. Anthony pulls up from 18 feet, left it short, and the rebound right back to Gravagna at midcourt. His pass is tipped by Schreiber like a volleyball block, but it goes right back to Gravagna. Into the hands of Robbins. Michael drives baseline, lost his balance. He's trapped behind the backboard, tries to throw it out, stolen easily by Schreiber. Ahead to Pruitt, up and down for the easy deuce. 10 for Pruitt, and the lead is a baker's dozen for Hillsboro. Clock running, minute 25 for the third quarter. Gillespie had cut it down to 5 at 35-30. 8 unanswered since then for Hillsboro. As Robbins attacks, gets to the front of the rim, lays it up and in. 14 for Michael Robbins. 70 seconds for the third quarter. Here's Schreiber, dumps it down to Tester, and a foul on Gillespie. Third team foul, and I believe they will get Mason Barber, they will, with his first personal. Substitutions for Hillsboro, Payton and Tester out, White and Gregg return. Baseline trigger, toppers line everyone up at a corner of the lane. In it goes, out near midcourt to Pruitt. Into the hands of Jordan Gregg, back to Pruitt. Between the circles, final minute, third quarter. Here's Schreiber on the left wing. Alex, dribble drive, goes right at Barber, lays it up and in. Strong take for Alex Schreiber. He has 7 all in the third quarter. And the lead back to 13 for Hillsboro, 45-32, 43 seconds for the third quarter. Robbins going to pull up for a three, off the heel too strong. The rebound is off of Hillsboro's. Gregg and Carroll are fighting each other for it, and it will be out of bounds to the Miners. Baseline trigger, it'll be Gravagna to throw in. In the right corner to Robbins, right side of the key to Frankie Barrett, and Barrett attacks, and he's fouled by Keaton Pruitt. That'll be Pruitt's third, team's third, 32.9 seconds for the third quarter. Gravagna on the baseline, looking, still looking. He will have to safety valve it out to Barber, but it's stolen by Gregg. Ahead to Pruitt, up and down for the easy deuce. A dozen for Keaton Pruitt. Gillespie has been loose with the basketball in the quarter, and it has cost him. Now Noah's back to take the inbound from Robbins. Gravagna races back to beat the 5-second count. 15 seconds for the third quarter. Here's Robbins for three, fouled on the release, count it! Oh, a chance for a 4-point play for Michael Robbins. He has 17 for the game, and a chance for the rare 4-point play. Talk about the old-fashioned three. This will be the new age four. It's 47-35. Payton and Tester right back to the table. They will replace Carroll and Schreiber. Schreiber called for that foul, his first. As Robbins will look for the 4-point play. They give him 18 points for the game. The lefty's toss is no good, rattled out. Rebound down to Tester. 8 seconds for the quarter. Long pass to Payton, right on the money to Pruitt. Layup is good, 14 for Pruitt. Robbins lets that fly from midcourt, online but short. And after three, it is Hillsboro 49, Gillespie 35. We'll come back with the money quarter from Staunton following these messages on WSMI. Hillsboro outscores Gillespie 20-13 in that third quarter. At one point, the Miners had it down to 5 at 35-30, but the Toppers closed strong. The end of that third quarter, what a beautiful pass from Drake Payton. Basically three-quarters length of the floor, right on the money to Pruitt for the layup at the end of the quarter. Tester in the high post, down to Gregg, back to Payton. Into the hands of Payton on the left wing. He will throw it across the floor to Pruitt, back to Drake now. On the left block to Gregg, draws a crowd and draws the foul. Fourth team foul on Gillespie. 7:36 for the ball game. The personal foul goes on Tony Guevara, who just checked in for the Miners. Down to Tester, hit on the release and free throws. Fifth team foul on the Miners. And it will send Peyton Tester, the 6'3 senior, to the foul line. Foul goes on Stroh, Devin's first. Tester on the night, 4 points. His first trip to the foul line, free throw, good. Hillsboro is 5 out of 5 from the charity stripe. They've hit 4 triples in the ball game, and they lead 50-35. Second free throw for Tester is good. Peyton gets the pair. 51-35, Hillsboro leads 7.5 minutes for this 2A regional quarterfinal at Staunton High School. Stay tuned. The 1A Lincolnwood regional coming up next. The Lancers and Pawnee as Cravagna attacks, misses the layup, and on the rebound, a foul on Devin Stroh. That'll be his second, team's sixth. Guevara out. Michael Robbins back in for Gillespie. Coming up tomorrow night, Nashville and Staunton in a regional semifinal. We'll have it live tomorrow night, 7 o'clock here on FM 106, streaming at WSMIRadio.com. Out front with Caden White. Leaves it for Greg, baseline J, yes, for Jordan Gregg. Gregg has 6, and it's 53-35 toppers. They got off to a bit of a slow start tonight, but they have responded as this game has moved along. Robbins slipped, making his crossover, turned over, picked up by White, layup no good, contested there by Robbins, and Pruitt hustled back, got the rebound, but then threw it away. Into the hands of Robbins. Here comes Gillespie. 6:40 for the game. Barrett, nice ball fake. Drives baseline. Leaves it for Stroh. Off the window. The big fella missed it. Too hard off the glass. 6.5 minutes for the ball game. He was wide open. Into the hands of Drake Payton. Comes across the top of the key. Hand off to Pruitt. Into the hands of White now. Back to Pruitt. Keaton for three. Missed it short. Offensive rebound to Peyton Tester. Finds Peyton backdoor, underhand shovel to Gregg, countered in the foul for Jordan Gregg. He has 8 off the beautiful find from Peyton, and Jordan did a nice job there of waiting just for a split second, utilized the pump fake, and drew the foul, the third on Devin Stroh. 7th team foul, so Gillespie over the limit. Hillsboro will shoot foul shots the rest of the way. 6:11 for the ball game. Winner gets Greenville Wednesday night. It's a game we'll have for you on FM 106. As Gregg completes the old-fashioned three, he has 9. Biggest lead of the night for Hillsboro at 56-35. It's a 21-5 run for Hillsboro. Robbins attacks the baseline, floats it up and in. He has 19. Gillespie had cut it down to 5 at 35-30. All topper since that point in time. 5:45 for the ball game. Top of the key to Schreiber, on the right wing to Payton. Back up top to Caden White, on the left wing to Schreiber. Down to Tester, was looking for Gregg, threw it over him, went right to White, who finds Gregg, puts it up and in. Fortunate that time were the toppers. I'm pretty certain Tester was looking for Gregg, threw it over his head, but Caden White just happened to be cutting on the baseline, went right to him, and a touch pass to Gregg for the bucket. Robbins lost the handle, gets it back, his shot won't go. That was a tough angle. And the rebound down to Hillsboro and Caden White. Here comes White. Little hesitation bounce. Looking for Tester. Tipped away. Goes right to Gregg. Jordan Gregg now. Bounce pass to Tester. Payton. Dangerous pass across the floor to Caden White. And Joe Vanza wants a timeout. 5:03 for the ball game. Hillsboro 58. Gillespie 37. You're listening to the 2A Staunton Regional Quarterfinal on WSMI. Stay tuned. Coming up next, 1A Lincolnwood Regional Quarterfinal action with Lincolnwood taking on Pawnee. That broadcast comes up next here on FM 106, streaming, of course, at WSMIRadio.com. All the scores tomorrow morning, spotlight on sports at 7:30. We've got all sorts of boys regional action. We got 1A and 2A girls supers, 3A and 4A sectionals. for the girls as well. So lots of scores for you tomorrow morning. Out of the timeout, White finds Tester. Drop step up and in for Peyton. He has 8, 60-37 Hillsboro. Michael Robbins comes into the front court, leaves it for Barrett way out on the left wing. Finds a slashing Cravagna. Anthony attacks, goes right at Peyton, high off the window. It's good for Cravagna. He has a dozen. White picked up his dribble in the backcourt. Long pass, middle of the floor to Schreiber. Underhand shovel, Tester. Baseline J, yes, for Peyton Tester. 10 for Tester. 62-39 Hillsboro. 4:22 to play ball game. Here's Robbins on the left wing. Michael Robbins working on White. Dangerous pass stolen by Peyton. A lot of turnovers for Gillespie in the half. Drake goes up and down for the easy deuce. 11 for Peyton. That is 8 turnovers. Check that, 9 turnovers in the half for Gillespie. Halfway through the money quarter, 64-39. Toppers in control. Looks like they will get another date with Greenville. Comets have beaten Hillsboro twice on the year. Actually, as I said that, I don't think that's right. I think Hillsboro beat them in the Litchfield Invitational, then the Comets won the regular season matchup. 3:40 for the ball game. The first meeting between Hillsboro and Greenville is when Drake Peyton injured his ankle. He then missed the regular season meeting about a week later. Free throw for Robbins, good. 20 for Michael Robbins. And if the senior's going out, he's going out with a big night. He's got half of Gillespie's points. Makes both tosses and now has 21 for the ball game. 3:35 for the contest. 64-41. Tester finds Schreiber. That would have been a heck of a layup. He couldn't get it. Full stride reverse into the hands of Robbins. Michael leaves for Taylor. Dom's three ball short. Rebound tipped around, picked up by Barrett. Gets it out to Taylor. Into the hands of Robbins. Michael Robbins off to Taylor on the right wing. Dom Taylor, dangerous pass, found its way to Cravagna for three, left it short, and the rebound down to the toppers. Outlet to Peyton. Drake to the top of the key in the corner to White. Caden lines up the three ball, left it short, and the rebound down to the Miners and Stroh. Devitt will leave it for Dom Taylor. Hand off to Cravagna inside of 3 minutes for the ball game. A lot coming back for Gillespie next year. They got a lot of sophomores getting big minutes this season. Robbins stripped on the way, gets the basketball back. Tough angle, counter to the foul for Michael Robbins. He has 23. That's a tough shot if you're playing horse. And he will get a chance for the old-fashioned three. He's had himself a ball game here tonight. One of those games where the rim just looks twice the size. He throws it up, it goes in, toss good. 24 for Michael Robbins. Long outlet from Greg, down to White, and he's fouled. There was a little bit of confusion after that free throw. I don't think Gillespie realized it was an and one opportunity. After Robbins made the free throw, the Miners were just kind of hanging out around the lane, so Greg took advantage and threw over the top. The foul on Michael Robbins is his third. Sends Caden White to the line. Has 9 points, make it 10. Been a balanced attack for Hillsboro tonight. 11 for Peyton, 10 for White, 10 for Tester, 11 for Greg, 7 for Schreiber. Second toss good for Caden White. And we've got a timeout now as Gillespie going to empty their bench. Nick Spencer, a 5'10 senior, in. Tony Guevara, a 6-foot senior, in. And Devin Sandergaard, a 6'2 senior, in. Casey Schultz will be able to get his seniors onto the floor here. Robbins will stay the other senior, and they will keep Cravagna on the floor. 2 minutes, 35 seconds for the ball game. It's going to be Greenville and Hillsboro for the third time this year on Wednesday night. We'll have it for you right here on FM 106. That should be a heck of a ball game. Robbins pulls up for three. He got it again. He's going out in style. He has 27 points tonight. 27 of Gillespie's 47. White gets past his defender all the way to the rim. Scoop layup good. 13 for Caden White. Now Joe Vanza will empty his bench. As we will have Grant Hamby onto the floor. Dylan McCamick is checked in. Sam Middleton is in. And Nick Andre is in. Here comes Robbins. High post to Guevara. Kicks out to Spencer for three short. Offensive rebound and putback is good for Devin Sandergaard. His first bucket. 105 seconds for the ball game. Down low it goes to McKimmick. He will muscle it up and draw the foul. But we'll get free throws for Dylan McKimmick. Alex White is on the floor for Hillsboro. He had the wrong number 34 a moment ago. Alex White is the new number 34 for the Toppers. McKimmick missed the first free throw. Second free throw rattled out, no good. And the rebound down to the Toppers. And Hamby, he tried an over-the-shoulder oop. That did not work. And the rebound down to the Miners. Here's Robbins on the left wing. He's going to fire for three, left that one short. Rebound rattles around out of bounds off of Gillespie. It'll be Hillsboro ball with a minute 24 to play in the ball game. So two interesting semifinals here at Staunton. Nashville Staunton tomorrow night. Greenville Hillsboro on Wednesday night as Alex White's three ball is no good. And the rebound down to Robbins. He attacks and draws the foul as Caden Lemon has checked in, and he's whistled for the foul. With a minute 11 to play in the ball game, Michael Robbins will be at the free throw line. He has 27 points on the night. Had 8 at the half. He'll get two tosses here. Free throw is good. 28 for Robbins. White checks out for the Toppers. Christian Hernandez is onto the floor. With 71 seconds to play. Free throw for Robbins is good. Michael has 29 points. And what will be the final game of his high school career? He will check out. He will get a high five and a handshake. What a ball game for Michael Robbins. Closes out his high school career with 29 here in the regional quarterfinal. 68-51, Toppers leading as McKimmick brings it across the top. Hands to Hernandez. Into the hands of Caden Lemon. 55 seconds for the ball game. Back to McKimmick. Into the hands of Andre. Nick Andre. Handling left side of the key. Hesitation, crosses over, stripped on the way up, picked up off the floor by Guevara for Gillespie. Here come the Miners. Cameron Hailstone has checked in for Gillespie as Hailstone has it out on that volleyball spike line. Cameron crosses over, leaves for Spencer. Nick Spencer back to Hailstone, 23 seconds, back to Spencer. He'll fire the three, left it short, and the rebound down to the Toppers, and they stepped out of bounds in the rebound. It'll be Gillespie ball with 18 and a half seconds to play. Stay tuned. Lincolnwood and Pawnee from the Lincolnwood Regional coming up next here on WSMI FM 106. On the baseline, Sandergaard gets it in left wing to Guevara. He'll fire the three, way too strong, and the rebound down to Andre for Hillsboro. 10 seconds for the ball game. Your final score is going to be Hillsboro 68. Gillespie 51, and the Toppers into the regional semifinal on Wednesday night, where they will face the Greenville Comets for the third time this year. We'll take a break. We'll come back to Staunton High School following these messages on WSMI. Hillsboro wins it here tonight. A strong second half for the Toppers as it was a 10-point, check that, a 7-point game at the half, 29-22. Hillsboro outscored Gillespie 20-13 in the third, 19-16 in the fourth as they win it 68-51. Balanced attack tonight for the Toppers. They were led by Keaton Pruitt. He finishes with 14. 13 for Caden White. 11 for Drake Payton. 11 for Jordan Gregg. 10 for Peyton Tester. And 2 for Landon Carroll. I had Hillsboro 7 of 9 from the free throw line. And they hit 4 three balls on the night. They picked up win number 16 as they are 16-13. And they are into the regional semifinals Wednesday against the Greenville Comets. For the Gillespie Miners, it was the Michael Robin show. The senior finishes with 29 points, a dozen for Anthony Cravagna, four for Frankie Barrett, 2 points apiece for Alex Ottersberg, Dom Taylor, and Devin Sandergaard. Gillespie on the night, let's see, they were 5-10 of 16 from the free throw line, and they hit three triples in the ball game as they see their season come to a close at 5-22. So our semifinals are set. Nashville Staunton tomorrow night live at 7, and then Greenville and Hillsborough Wednesday night. We'll also have that broadcast for you here on FM 106, streaming at WSMIRadio.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back to Staunton following these messages. Welcome back to Staunton High School. Tim Mize back here as the Hilltoppers have advanced into the regional semifinal. They beat Gillespie 68-51. And Coach Vangel joining us here. And Joe, I misspoke earlier. I thought you were going to have your third meeting of the year with Greenville coming up. But no, this will be matchup number four.
Matchup number four with the Comets. That's right. So we're very familiar with each other.
Let's talk about this win tonight first. As Gillespie, a very scrappy group of Miners here tonight, and that first quarter, they kind of took it to you guys a little bit.
Yeah, they made some shots early, made us call a timeout, kind of regroup a little bit. And then we settled down after that. I really thought Keaton Pruitt early in the game knocking some shots mm-hmm. down for us was really big. And he played a great game all four quarters.
You guys have really had good balance all year, but I don't know if you've had better balance than you had tonight. I mean, Pruitt leads the way with 14, but Peyton had 11, Greg had 11, Hester had 10, and White had 13. You guys are hard to defend when you got that working.
We're a balanced team. We've had a lot of different kids lead us in scoring game to game. Could make us tough to scout coming in with who you want to really focus on. But we've got a lot of kids that we're confident in taking shots, and that's just kind of team that we are.
You know, sometimes that is, this balance is always great, but sometimes it can work against you in late game situations because, well, we got this balanced team, but we don't have a go-to guy. You have a go-to guy in the form of Drake Payton.
Absolutely. He had that ankle injury a few weeks ago and really worked his tail off to get back. He's a senior, so it's game to game now. You know, each time that we play could be the last time, and he really did a great job of progressing through that injury to get back and pushing it, and just really proud of him.
I mean, he was wearing an ankle brace tonight, but, boy, you didn't really see any type of hitch in his giddy-up. He looked pretty close to 100%.
Honestly, we thought after he came back from the injury, he looked a little bit better just because he was maybe half a step slower, and it made him a little more under control. He's such a great athlete, and he's got another gear, and just kind of slowing himself down a little bit made him more effective.
I think Jordan Gregg has had a nice year for you, and certainly here tonight he did a lot of nice things that maybe necessarily won't show up in a stat book or a scoring sheet, but he is just a presence on the inside for you on both ends of the floor.
Very active.
Yeah.
He had tons of deflections, tons of rebounds. He's a great passer on outlets, and he really can guard different guys. We had him on a post early, and then we moved him to kind of more of a guy that we could help off of because he's a really great help defender. He's very long and athletic, and I thought that he played a super game.
And Joe, we obviously are into the postseason now, and you're into the regional semifinal. The basketball season is so long. It spans so many different months, spans two semesters of school. As you look at your team now, you had a good start early. You had a bit of a rough patch late, but you have to like the confidence that they're going to go in with to tomorrow night.
Yeah, you wish that you were playing your best basketball at this point of the year. We kind of stubbed our toe late down the stretch in three games. But when you're playing well going in the regional, that doesn't guarantee anything either. So really it was kind of a chance for us after Friday night's loss to really kind of regroup and fix some things and come in here with the mindset that it's a new season. And I'm really proud of the way that our kids responded to that. And we got a big one here Wednesday against Greenville, and we're excited about it.
Yeah, fourth time of the year. This is like old school Hillsborough-Litchfield when you guys would play like 12 times a year back in the day. When you play a team for the fourth time in the year, do you look at the game that you won? Do you look at the two games that you lost in the situation? Or do you not really pay attention to the film at all because you know what Greenville is going to do? How do you approach that as a coach?
You look at all of it. And really, you look at the last game, okay. I think, is probably the one that you want to focus on the most. Our kids are comfortable guarding Greenville's personnel just because they're used to playing against them because they've done it really, you know, at one point of the season. They did it early, they did it in the middle, and they did it kind of later. They're a great team. They won the conference. They're very balanced. They can score inside and out. They're extremely well coached. It should be a very, very good game Wednesday night.
It's interesting. The last matchup was the conference game at Greenville. Great ball game. We had it on WSMI, and that's the game Peyton did not play.
He didn't play, so we're excited to have him for this one for sure. But, man, they're a great team. When Efron is rolling and Nelson's – when you lose Nelson, he's going to make a shot. They can score with Carlson. Moss is a great athlete. And the Stearns kids does a super job for him. So, really, all five of their guys can hurt you. They get after it defensively. They don't beat themselves. They're a great team.
The top half of the South Central Conference, very strong this year, maybe as good as the top half of the league has been in a number of years.
Yeah. Piasol, very good team. Staunton, very good team. Vandalia's had a great year. Greenville, as we already talked about. Yeah, I would agree with that. It was a strong top half of the league for sure.
And I think it probably has prepared you guys for the environment that you're going to see on Wednesday night. And, of course, the weird thing is Nashville's kind of the outlier. They're the only non-South Central school in this regional.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, Nashville and Staunton in here tomorrow night. So they're definitely the outlier. They're definitely, you know, which one of these doesn't belong, it would definitely be Nashville for sure.
Absolutely. Joe Vanzo, congratulations on the win tonight, sir, and we'll see you Wednesday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Joe Vanzo, the head coach of the Hillsboro Hilltoppers, victorious here tonight over the Gillespie Miners by the final of 68-51. We'll take a break. We'll come back to Staunton High School following these messages on WSMI.